Hey guys, welcome back to the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Luxon.
I'm Nishan.
And today we're going to be talking about what UConn needs, what improvements could be added to the campus. But first, we're going to talk about a little bit of current news, and we're going to talk about more specifically Trump and the whole Trump situation and the photos that came out.
All right, yeah. So, of course, for those who don't know, Trump got indicted a fourth time for regarding efforts to overturn the election of 2020 and, you know, the whole January 6th fiasco with all the rioters at the Capitol and them being subsequently arrested. And we know now that he turned up at a Georgia like police station or jail or something and got his mugshot taken. Shit was funny, I'm not gonna lie.
It was a very good explanation by you as well. But yeah, they wanted that man bad four times.
Yeah, it was like and the four times, like it was different. Like the first one was because of hush money he gave to some kind of adult film star. I forgot what that was about specifically. But the second one, I believe, was about him keeping certain certified documents after he left his the office, you know. So he kept top secret shit with him. And the last two have been because of January 6th.
Interesting. So he was dipping a little bit in the honey, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, regardless of all that, you know, it was funny. The mugshot pictures are funny. Yeah. He's pulling
mugshot is hilarious and very repostable. Yeah. There's a lot of edits and memes have been created because of that mugshot, and they are all hilarious. Bro, I really just love like people's creativity sometimes, because social media is a good way to just portray like just how creative people can be. Because like the amount of just jokes, memes, just funny images I've seen associated with like just the whole Trump situation and with the mugshot is just hilarious, bro. I'm always just laughing, bro, because it was funny.
Yo, the Yik Yak and Instagram have some of these memes have been like so funny, like so hilarious. And love him or hate him, like Trump, he is a funny guy. He's extra. It's like you can think he's funny for any reason you want, but you know for a fact that he's gonna be extra about something. And yeah, honestly, the mugshot was probably the best thing he could have done.
Yeah, it couldn't have been a better one to use.
Pulling a Dwayne The Rock Johnson with the eyebrow raise.
Yeah, I seen a meme based on the whole Trump situation saying that when Trump goes to jail, black people got him. I'll say so. He already had some allies backing him when he heads in.
Yeah, but like I even heard that Biden chimed in and said like he just saw the mugshot and said, "Handsome guy."
That's all he said?
Yes.
That's a little bit sus. I'm not gonna lie.
That is
very questionable and bendable. By Biden.
Nah, but it's like Biden's not nearly as funny as Trump, but it's like there are certain times where it's like, well, he'll make like some passing remark and it'll be like just random out of pocket shit. Honestly, I mean, I didn't think it was gonna happen. I didn't think all this was gonna happen. You know, people were talking about, oh, we're gonna see. I know a lot of jokes have been made about Trump and his mugshot being taken in the future, but I just thought they were just like, you know, just political like comics, but it turns out it was true, which
I honestly thought that it was going to happen. I was kind of had an opposing view toward your own. I thought it was going to happen because just because of the prevalence of his case and just how much it's been discussed and just been debated. I definitely thought something was going to happen pertaining to him.
Yeah. For me, it was like, I meant to say, I didn't expect it before, like, all the indictments happened.
Mm.
Like indictment one, I was thinking, this is not going to go anywhere. Indictment two, and then three, right after that, I was like, oh, crap. Like, something's cooking right now. So, yeah,
they're going to get his ass, boys in blue.
Like, I think he left, like, 20 minutes or, like, something after he went in. He just, like, went dipped. Jail? I think he went to jail.
Hmm. It's a very interesting. This is definitely... It's been a while since we heard some big news like this. This is definitely a groundbreaking story.
All right, so he was arrested, booked, and released. But he was arrested.
Okay. So he got a record.
Yeah, he got a criminal record.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, you know, I mean, 2023 is crazy enough, like, as it is. The 2020s have been a crazy decade, and shit is surely to follow in the next couple of years, especially with this election. Yay. Next year. But anyways, moving on, we got to talk about Bronny, LeBron's son, and how he just had he went into cardiac arrest the other day, and we learned that he has some kind of congenital heart defect.
Yeah, very saddening news for LeBron and his whole family. Just definitely sending them prayers. Hopefully he bounces back from this, and there is... a good amount of recovery.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can just return to being the Bronny we all know and love.
Yeah. I hope, I know it's tough times for both of them and their families. Yeah, you know, hopes that they do well. Hope that that this issue will not get in the way of Bronny's success, you know. I think he's going to USC this year. And it would be, like, a real shame if he had to, like, put that, like...
Yeah, it would really suck if this sort of thing would kind of, like, define his career, or he would kind of let this, like, define where his trajectory would be. Because I feel like there is a good chance of, like, him coming back and, like, returning to just his normal state. But, like, I feel like he has to work for that. And I feel like it is definitely doable by him. It's just how bad he wants it is the question.
Yeah. But, you know, like, hopes that they do well, you know, even though I'm not a fan of USC. But Bronny, he's cool. So, you know, we just got to.
I'm about to say son LeBron fucks with him.
Yeah. Anyways, Kanye is planning on dropping a new album soon, apparently, according to some news outlets.
Last thing we heard from him was Donda 2. That was a hot bowl of ass, but Donda... God. Donda was way better. I don't know what he was doing with Donda. You could only hear it on, like, I think it was the Steam player, but and you had to buy that shit, but I didn't, because who's paying for a device just to listen to an album? You're leased.
Yeah.
I found a link on TikTok, which allowed me to listen to the album, and it was trash.
Bro.
I definitely didn't like it.
Yeah, I'm still laughing over that. But, I'm actually interested to see what Kanye's got. Like, you know, we kind of weren't on the best terms. Like, the general community wasn't on the best terms of Kanye ever since his infamous comments and his, like, on and off relationship with Twitter. Fucking X now.
A lot of backlash and just a lot of heat for all that he's recently done. But, I mean, I am still hoping that the album does sound good, because I do like Kanye as an artist. I don't think we can discredit all he's done for the generation and just the timeless songs he's just created for us. So I do hope the album does turn out well. And I'm not going to say it's going to be a complete turnaround for him, but definitely in the musical field, it could be something just great for him, great for us. And hopefully we could just enjoy listening to it.
All right, then. Yeah. Honestly, I have, like, it's been a minute since Kanye dropped, but to be honest, so have a couple of other artists. Like, we just got Utopia.
Yeah, we just got Travis, bro, and it's been years. Travis, this nigga pulled the SZA. But the shit was good, bro. Just like SZA's album was good as well. But shit was good. The first song started off with some energy. Probably my favorite song off the album, Hyena, yeah, if y'all haven't heard it. You heard it too, right?
Yeah, I did.
What was you rocking with? What was that song that really, like, appealed to you?
Honestly, the first song was pretty good. Like, to be honest, I found, like, I won't say I'm a Travis stan, but, like, I was just thinking, like, it's decent. It's solid album, but not worth, like, a five-year wait, bro. It was kind it was kind of like the standards would be so high that if you're coming back after 5 years, you need to hit a banger. And this wasn't a banger. It was like it was solid. It was like a beat.
It was solid. And that album should have been at least 30 songs. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. We needed a lot more music for him, but he did well with what he gave us. So I mean, I guess I could let him slide just a bit.
Yeah, I heard Fiend was the one that got like mad popular, the one with Cardi in it. But yeah, honestly, that was like my least favorite one. It was like he's just repeating the same word, and it wasn't. I mean, that's
Cardi's style for the most part, and it appeals to a certain audience. Not me though, but I mean, I can see who could like that, but not me. I mean, yeah, it was a pretty redundant song.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, that is how most Cardi songs go. Like, you remember Whole Lotta Red? And I remember this one song, he repeated one or two words for the whole song. I forgot the name of it, but that's just how Cardi goes, bro.
I guess so. Nah, but are you excited for All the Dogs?
For All the Dogs?
Yeah.
The album cover looks intriguing because it was designed by Adonis, Drake's son. But I mean, as long as the music's good, I'm gonna be happy. I am excited for All of the Dogs because I'm very interested to see what type of genres Drake is gonna go with for this album and just how it's gonna sound, like, just lyrically as well.
Yeah. To be honest, like, it's not like I'm missing Drake or anything because, you know, he just came out with Her Loss not too long ago. But, like, honestly, for All the Dogs, I'm kind of excited to see what it's going to be like, honestly.
It's shrouded in a lot of mystery, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that he was going to release the album at the time we're making this video, like, on this past day, like, or today.
Yeah, like on Friday.
But
which is today.
He didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't. I don't even know how that came up. Like, I don't even know if he said it specifically would be this day. But
I mean, I ain't mad at it. Maybe he's waiting for school just to start up again, so like all the students are on their campuses and just for it to drop, so it could be like maybe like a couple club bangers or like party bangers for like that high school or college scene, just for parties and stuff like that. I don't know how it's going to sound, but maybe that's what he's looking to do, try to make some, like, party songs for, like, back-to-school shit.
Yeah, but speaking of school, we got to get into the main subject of UConn and its problems and what needs to change.
For real. I need to speak on something first because the atrocity that I witnessed on my first or second day moving in, I had a I had an early arrival and early move-in to campus, and I moved into McMahon. And one night, you know, I was a little thirsty, so I was trying to get some water for my just water bottle. And I was going around to the water fountains, and I was just exploring every floor to see if one of them had, like, the water sensor. and just see what was what on the floors and which one had the best one water-wise and water quality-wise. And I wound up on the first floor. I was a little bit skeptical of this fountain because it didn't look too modern, but I did press the button. I'm glad I let it flow for a little bit, because guess what came out?
What?
Brown doo-doo water.
Oh, shit, bro.
Not literal doo-doo water, but brown water. Water should never be that color. I'm not going to lie.
I'm being really... I mean, that's reasonable.
That's reasonable?
No, I'm saying...
That's acceptable to you?
No, it's reasonable for you to have that opinion.
True.
Nah, but... I'm being real. I have not touched those damn water fountains. I just go straight down to the cafeteria.
Yeah, I'm going to the dining hall. I'm glad that I checked it and let the water run for a little bit. Just a little tip for y'all guys, if y'all want to see if the water quality is so-so, just let it run for a little bit. And definitely watch out for any brown water that spouts out.
Better yet, don't use school water fountains. They're all shit.
Go to the dining hall. Unless it's like one of the sensor ones. Those are a bit more reliable if the button is green. But you ever notice how whenever the button turns like yellow or red, the filter just never gets replaced? And mm-hmm. It stays like that for eternity?
Actually, the red button isn't a quality of the reflective of the water's quality itself. It just implies the filter needs to be changed. That's literally it.
That's very deceiving, because if the filter is not 100%, I'm gonna assume that the water is not quality as well.
Mm-hmm. But technically, it could be decent quality, just red.
I'm still not trusting a red button, not a red button, a red light. For filter status for water fountains.
Bro, I'm not trusting a water fountain that has potential to have brown-ass water.
Yeah, bro. This is why you check your water fountains, folks.
Bro, that reminds me of the story, like, in Flint, Michigan, where, like, most of the water had, like, lead in it.
Oh, nah. Lead.
Brown dookie water is fucking insane.
Insane, bro.
For UConn's budget...
Exactly. UConn could do so much better, bro.
They raised tuition for us to get shitty-ass water.
It's ridiculous. They could do so much better, like, dorm-wise. Like, a lot of places need a Reno. And a lot of facilities and institutions around here as well. Like, showers need a Reno. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah.
Badly. Some of them do, because I know some of the showers don't even have, like, a lip for the water to get caught. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the showers, they're all level in some campuses. And, like, the drains are kind of, like, on the level ground as well. And it's kind of, like, all one floor, and there's no, like, elevation or any, like, decline or incline, anything like that, which is kind of terrible. And the only thing dividing you, like, in the shower from another person is a curtain. A fucking curtain, bro.
No.
That's not enough.
For us,
don't trust that.
Like, at McMahon, the borders are, like, very small. So it's, like, you can still... If I'm tall enough, I can see the other person in the shower, yeah, theoretically.
Bro. If you 6'3", 6'5",
that's it. It's a wrap.
Bro... You're going to have a very uncomfortable showering experience, because you could see the person next to you or their head, or you could see too much. You're seeing too much.
Yeah, you're already done there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it's just disgusting. Like, there are only two showers way far away from the toilets, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I started to notice that the quality of a lot of these dorms is actually pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just the shower situation. It's not insulated properly, so it's always dry. Yeah,
and the ceilings, too. Just looking at the ceilings doesn't make me confident in them in the slightest, because some of those tiles look like they're about to, like, fall down, like in towers. Just atrocious, bro. We need to fix the shower heads, too. The pressure is not right. We only have... big shower heads for some showers, which makes no sense. All of them should universally have better shower heads to make a better showering experience. I feel like that's something very minor too. I feel like that's like a necessity that everyone needs, and like everyone showers, so they should at least invest a good bit of money into the showering situation.
Yeah, honestly, aside from showers, the beds are horrible. Yes, they're like hospital beds.
Bro, I also have a disdain for lofted beds, and when I first moved in, I had a lofted bed, but the position that the mattress is in won't really allow me to unloft it and for the mattress to be at a good level to where I can sleep. Because if I unloft it, the mattress is kind of very low, like on the pole, and it's damn near touching the ground, which I don't want to do because I don't want to be greeted by little critters in the nighttime because they have easy access to my face and body. No, thank you.
Yeah, my shit is low to the ground. Like, I tried getting maintenance to loft it, but they've never gotten back to me. Mm. But, yeah, I'm going to...
Honestly, I think you can loft that shit yourself, because when I first got there, I unlofted and lofted my bed by myself. So I think you can do it.
All right, word. Yeah, appreciate it for that info. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, honestly, it's just... Sometimes it's like altogether it won't be bad. I know I'll survive. It's just like, really, it's like you raise the tuition and it's an expensive school just for shitty ass dorms, bro.
Food is another thing completely. Cause why for dinner time did 3 or 4 dining halls serve scrod for dinner?
Yeah. Yeah, scrod is like fucking the cheapest ass fish that you could catch. It's like, I already don't trust non-homemade fish as it is, but like, nah, that scrod looks dangerous. Like, I remember one time they gave us green scrod. That was it. I was like, I'm not. Most of these dining halls, like the average UConn dining hall is honestly mid. Like, some are better than others, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, Buckley is the worst, and in my opinion, South is the best.
Never been to Buckley, but I concur. I need to go, though.
Nah, you really don't. It's like...
Just for, like, the experience, so I can say I've lived Buckley.
Yeah, but anyways, just the food is sometimes... It's sometimes decent quality, sometimes it's trash quality, and I do not like the unreliability of these dining halls. Mm. Like, sometimes it's like... Sometimes some have more limited options than others, too. So it's like, if you don't like that, like, thing they have for dinner, then that's it.
Yeah.
Just go to another
one. You either eat out or you starve. And eating out here is kind of expensive, to be honest. For like a thing for yourself. There's not really cheap meals under like 10. Cheap like food and drink you can get for under 10 around here.
To be real, honestly, the restaurants over here aren't even that great.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants need to be swapped out for other establishments, because why do we need 2 Dunkin's, 2 Subways?
2 makes Starbucks. No sense.
No,
don't let your working bias.
Yeah, I'm gonna let my bias get a little bit in the way. I don't mind the 2 Starbucks. I feel like people go to those a lot more than the other two.
The other Dunkin' is pointless to me because it's not in the Union and it closes earlier, way earlier.
Yeah.
So it's like, what am I going to that one for?
Yeah, but I feel like people actually go to that second Starbucks like downtown.
They probably kind of do
more. I see a use for that compared to the other repeats that we have.
I mean, at least you admit it, you're biased. But anyways,
yeah, I don't wanna... factual too. So, I mean, it works out.
All right. Yeah. No one wants to go to Midway, by the way. Like fucking Subway, really? Like, is it? It's like the worst of the fast food chains.
Yeah, Subway. Not good all the time. Subway isn't something you can eat like throughout your whole week.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
You could probably eat a sandwich every now and then, maybe like twice a week. If you're feeling
not me,
like extra horny for Subway, you could go for 3. But like Subway is just not that appetizing.
Yeah. Did you hear that Subway is like no longer family owned? It's being like bought out by, I think, the owner of Arby's.
Honestly, I don't really care.
They both suck. I don't. It's like.
Yeah. This news doesn't really pertain to me, nor do I care. So.
Yeah, to be honest, it's not like it's going to change anything. They're still going to have like rubber tire bread, but. They used to have a Wendy's at UConn.
Yeah. UConn has gotten rid of a lot of good shit. We're getting a Pliable, though, which is kind of nice.
I haven't really been there, though, so I don't really know how to feel about it.
Yeah, but they're going to have a Cybo's. How do you feel about that?
I think that is a decent decision. It also adds some diversity, like in terms of food options. It's just that's not my first choice. Like, I would just go for the tried and true, easy, low-hanging fruit and, like, get a McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
Or Chipotle.
That's the usual, like, popular fast food spots, like McDonald's, Chipotle. And we need some good retail around here, like Walmart, Target. We were actually having a conversation about this yesterday.
Yeah.
With Sarah. And it was a very intriguing conversation that we had because we realized that UConn has a lot of useless, like, stores around here.
Yeah. Like,
Stores doesn't have good stores. It's crazy.
Name top, like, three things that need to be nearby. Like,
honestly, McDonald's. That is a huge source in revenue, and I think 24 hours would be really nice. Open 24 hours, because we need that. Because I feel like at nighttime, when you want to go eat something, there's not much available. Like, there's DP, there's Blaze.
Insomnia.
That's really it. And you're not going to always want those three things at night. Like, you're going to want some diversity and want something different. I feel like McDonald's would definitely be a good addition since it would be open for 24 hours and, like, you could just go in anytime. Mm-hmm. And I feel like college kids just want that, bro. Just something, like, simplistic. I know everyone's not, like, a McDonald's fanatic, but, like, it's something different that a lot of people like and would definitely be a good addition to add downtown.
It's hella convenient, and it's, like, somewhat cheaper.
Yeah, I was about to add on to that, too, by saying it's inexpensive. But Walmart, just, like, big retail.
Oh, yeah.
Big retail. We need somewhere to get, like, appliances, clothes, college supplies, just everything. And I feel like Walmart is very all-encompassing in that. And so is Target. So maybe we could have a little, I don't know, Target upstairs, Walmart downstairs. I know that's never been done, but
I feel like that's a little too redundant. Yeah,
that'd be extremely convenient, but that's very unrealistic, though.
To be honest, like, I was about to say that Walmart might not work because there would be, like, too niche of a demographic aside from college students, who else would go. But also, Walmart's be popping up in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. So yeah. I can't really say, I have no disagreements there. So I'm not going to lie, they should get to a Walmart. Should get to it, honestly.
Yeah, we also need a closer, like, movie theater.
Yeah, we were just looking up movie theaters.
And, like, whenever you want to see a movie, I feel like that's another fun thing to do up here around stores, just see a movie, because that's fairly inexpensive most days. And it should be an AMC, because they're pretty well-known, and they have, like, good theaters, in my opinion, and, like, deals, like, you could be a member. I feel like AMC is a very good choice for just movie theaters up here.
They just need a more useful Apple store, bro. Like, honestly, the Apple store and the bookstore does not do phones. They do not work with phones. And I was like,
what is the point of having an Apple store if you don't at least, like, dive in the realm of phones or, like, fixing phones?
The most popular Apple product, and you don't even utilize it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, I don't know. It's just a mess. Yeah. We need structure up in this bitch.
I actually did not know that there was a T-Mobile over here.
There is.
Yeah,
I always forget about it because I'm not really into T-Mobile like that. But there is.
Yeah, it was just a side note. Like, yeah. I just feel like that could be replaced
by something else.
It could probably. But also, I think T-Mobile can stay where it is. Like, in case of the situation where you need to be around.
Mm.
Where you need it to be around.
Yeah.
They really... Just,
we need stores closer to, like, the main downtown that are fairly inexpensive. Because we're college students. Which means we're not really raking in that much cash. And... We need deals. Ooh. We need student discounts and deals.
Yes.
Because, bro, we literally go to a college which should allow us access to discounts and deals at the stores nearby to us. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense. Like, I feel like we don't get any deals or discounts anywhere. I mean, we do get the little, like, tax exempt bullshit if you show your UConn ID.
That's UConn stores.
Hmm?
Those are stores in UConn, like owned by UConn.
That's dumb too. But that's, I'm just saying that's at least something that we don't have to pay at times.
Because mm-hmm.
paying taxes, it's something minor, but it's something. Shit. We need more deals for students at the stores like around us, like
yes.
Duncan. I know Duncan has, like, their own, like, point system, their own rewards, but we need, like, actual discounts because you know the amount of students that head to Duncan on a daily basis?
It's probably why they don't do it because it's like, what's the point when you can just get as much money as possible? They're going to come in anyways.
That's pretty shitty.
It is shitty.
It is very shitty.
I'm not saying that in agreement. I'm saying that as, like, I'm just trying to explain what I think is going on.
Mm. CVS should definitely have something.
They really don't do any of the stuff. I can't think of a single store over here that's not owned by UConn that gives the students, yeah. like, any benefits.
Because they're fucking greedy. That's why.
Like, some are nice, like Insomnia. Like, there have been a couple times where I've gotten extra cookies for free, yeah. but that's not, like, policy.
Yeah, that's not, like,
that's how the goodness is, like,
standardized.
Hard. It's, like, just a really, really chill employee. But, yeah. like... If I go up there and ask most of these stores, hey, can I get a student discount? They're going to say, no, we don't have them.
Bro, they're going to act like they never heard of it.
And it's like, what's the
like,
point?
Like, bro, like, this makes no sense. Why are we going to a school that's 1 or 2 minutes from a lot of business and the business that's near the schools don't offer any student benefits or discounts? Makes zero sense.
Even UConn Stanford has some shit near it. Like, yeah. Go downtown, you're good. You have some student benefits, yeah, even if it's not much.
It has a bit more diversity, and they do have, like, the right stores for the discounts to pop up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's just so annoying.
Bookstores should definitely have something, because those prices are absurd.
Yeah.
We need, like, a discount, because why is, like, a sweater, like, $70, $80?
They should at least do tax exempt. I don't know why they don't do it. Hey,
that makes perfect sense. That's not going to really do much, but it's something. God damn.
Yeah, yes. Those prices are insane, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but speaking of which, they need a clothing store. Like a cheaper alternative to UConn, like, clothes.
Yeah. Maybe like a... Oh, maybe like a...
Even if it was an Old Navy,
yeah, like a Kohl's, Old Navy, some shit.
Yeah, they just need something. Like, honestly, like, it's, like, I mean, even if it were just slightly away from campus, it doesn't need to be literally right next to campus. Just close enough in that you can walk there or, like, it would be, like, a short drive.
Yeah. Outside of the bookstore, where are you going to buy clothes?
Online.
Exactly. The point being there's no clothing stores around here.
Yeah.
I'm just further, like, emphasizing your point that that's bad, that we have to resort to going online for clothing. That should at least be, there should at least be something within reasonable distance, but there's not other than the bookstore.
Yeah, that I'm telling you.
It's very strategic, bro, and I don't like it.
$45 for a damn cap, bro.
That shit is ridiculous. bro, little like keychains and little like shot glasses and things like that run up to like 9, 10.
That is unacceptable.
That is too much fucking money for a little ass like trinket or some shit, bro.
Bro, that is yeah, that's terrible, honestly.
Bro, this is why I'm reluctant to get Yukon merch sometimes, and this is why I just really appreciate that we get free shit like just around campus sometimes. Cause bro, if I wasn't getting free like UConn merch, I don't think I'd be investing much into buying like shit on campus. I probably go online and get it like cheaper. Like I like Poshmark or like some other shit. Some vintage shit. But like those are, they're expensive, but they're not as crazy as bookstore prices. But yeah. Ridiculous.
To be honest, I think this is lower on my list of priorities, but a sporting goods store would not be a bad decision.
Fair. It's a for very gym, athletic like campus.
For gym people or you know, the athletes.
Yeah. I mean, the rec is a good facility, but it is always nice having just a bit more sports-wise. Maybe like a GNC if you really want to.
Yeah, that would be that'd not be bad. Honestly, CVS, they had they need convenience stores. They need more convenience stores, yeah. Like gas stations over here.
Looking 7-Eleven around here.
Yeah, that's
that tough. Would definitely be a vibe.
I don't know why they canned that. Like, this is so perfect. Mm-hmm. Go to 7-Eleven just like at like 1 a.m. in the morning. Just chill, grab yourself a damn soda or whatever. Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. Fucking Mountain Dew sucks, but you get my point.
I concur. And also another thing. I don't like the bus system around here.
Oh, yeah, it's god awful.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to wait 15, 20 minutes for the bus, and it may not even arrive the time that it's supposed to arrive. Delays. I feel like the routes don't stretch where they should stretch or where they could stretch.
They're just evenly distributed. Like, some just go, like, in a very tight circle around the same areas. And some just take, a loop across, like, damn near the whole campus.
Also, the weekend bus schedule and, like, the summer bus schedule.
Trash.
Atrocious. Bruh. Need some work.
Like, I know that last year they were dealing with a bus, like, driver shortage. But, bro, you can definitely hire enough. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's just been so terrible, like, how, like, sometimes, like, if I miss that bus, then I'd have to wait, like, 20 minutes just to get the next one, and at that point, it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah, like, say, for instance, if I'm trying to go downtown, and I'm trying to head over there by a certain time, I'm always just, like, a bit late, and I feel like that's very inconvenient, because it's just me wasting my time waiting for a bus that should have been there, and if you really need to head somewhere, like, depending on the bus, is really just a 50-50 sort of thing.
They just need more bus drivers, to be honest. Like, yeah, that's really what they need. And to also fix up that Passio Go app. Like, yeah, that tracks the buses.
That shit doesn't work. I use Google Maps, to be honest.
Janky. All that. They also, like, one more thing. They need more lines. Like, just general, like, Connecticut Transit buses and stores. We only have one. And I get it's because they're, like, stores isn't really an eventful, like, neighborhood aside from UConn. It's just, bro, there's only one bus in the whole city of Mansfield. And it's the only thing that's connecting stores / Mansfield to anything else.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to have fun, you really are just dependent on that one bus. And it sucks that there aren't, like, multiple like buses that you could take that will just take you around to other places just to have some fun.
Yeah, to be honest, like you need a car on the campus to enjoy shit
for sure,
or you need to know someone with car.
Yeah, because I remember I think it was the first night I moved in and you invited me to Applebee's. That shit would have been so difficult if we went on the bus.
Yeah.
We had a car, we just drove there, we ate, and we just drove back. So simplistic. I feel like you have to do 6 months just to, like, get somewhere on the bus.
Yeah, it's just, I don't, I don't know. It's just like, also, I think the inherent issue is that, like, UConn, the main campus, is located in Mansfield, which is, like, not a prominent town aside from UConn.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's much going on for it. Much going for it. But still, like, you do go down. If you go down far enough, you can get to, like, Manchester and all that. But that's too much of a hike. Like, I can't reliably do that unless I had a car. But, yeah, it's just, like, there's certain things that just make me shake my head in annoyance when it comes to UConn. Because it's like, there's no excuse. Like, honestly, a lot of this shit is stuff that would be easily fixable, or they could if they really tried to. Because they got money, bro.
Yeah, they're not like, they have the money, bro.
They're not like, budget, they're funded.
Definitely is great. It's better. It's just good.
Yeah.
I was about to say something, but it's good enough to where we shouldn't be living in these conditions, bro. I'm not saying we're living in poverty, but, like, we're definitely below where we should be.
Definitely wouldn't be able to tell off rip that this is a rich school.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It looks flashy, but, like, when you get into it, it all kind of falls apart.
Yeah. Bro, sometimes I wish that we could just flatten the whole campus and there weren't, like, any hills. Because I feel like the hills, like, incline and decline,
mad inconvenient.
Make it very inconvenient for you to travel just around campus sometimes.
Yeah, you kind, like, of need a scooter or a bike.
If you flatten the whole campus, like, you could get to, say, the Dairy Bar from McMahon in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, they need to bring the Dairy Bar back to the union.
They do. I'm not too pressed about it not being there.
They at the very least need to make it points accessible and not just pay with your own money.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about that is they have, like, I see what they did. They have, like, you know how the food truck comes around sometimes and it has, like, ice cream?
Yeah.
I feel like they kind of intentionally did that so you'd be forced to pay more, like, at the food truck when those, like, ice cream things were coming around. Oh, yeah,
that's how they get you, but it's still a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
To be honest, there are a lot of ways where UConn's, like, just school design is fundamentally flawed. Like, how the fact that it's a massive wind tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's pretty bad. Like, even before I got here, I learned that it was notorious for that. Like, the way wind goes through, it's just, like, massive wind chills and all that.
Yeah, today wasn't any better. It was a prime example of the wind tunnel. The rain was insane today. I know, because I was out there for a little bit for UConn Rec. Love UConn Rec.
Yeah. I was out there for UConn Band. I love UConn Band.
Yeah. Some great organizations.
But anyways, that's it for today. Thanks for stopping by the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
Be sure to check us out on our other outlets and
have a good-ass day.